Now we come to that which is the death of Aaron, and that brings us to the end of the chapter. And this is a sad note, and yet look at the precious lessons that are in this chapter for you and me. Verse 23, "And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor by the coast of the land of Edom, saying, Aaron shall be gathered unto his people, for he shall not enter into the land which I have given unto the children of Israel, because ye rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah." You know, there are many people today that are saved, that even in this life, they never enjoy the fruits of salvation, and they do not have the fruits of the Spirit in their own life. They do not know what it is to walk in fellowship with the Lord Jesus, yet I for one moment would never question their salvation. Aaron was typical of that. He knew 40 years of rugged experience in the wilderness, but he never knew what it was to sit down and enjoy the fruits of the promised land. Did not know what it was to drink the milk and eat the honey in the land of milk and honey. And how many of us are robbed of that? Now notice, this is a rather sad note, and yet it has a precious lesson for us. "Take Aaron and Eleazar, his son, bring them up unto Mount Hor. Strip Aaron of his garments, put them upon Eleazar's son, and Aaron shall be gathered unto his people and shall die there. And Moses did as the Lord commanded, and they went up unto Mount Hor in the sight of all the congregation. Moses stripped Aaron of his garments, put them upon Eleazar his son, and Aaron died there in the top of the mount. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mount. And when all the congregation saw that Aaron was dead, they mourned for Aaron 30 days, even all the house of Israel." Well, friends, may I say this is a very sad thing for Israel, but it has in it for us today something that ought to cause us to have a note of thanksgiving. And you know what that is? Our Lord is a priest, and Aaron certainly is the type, but he's not a priest after the order of Aaron. He's a priest after the order of Melchizedek, who had no beginning or ending of days, an eternal priest. This is pretty sad. The children of Israel mourned 30 days, and I think there were many that were in that company who'd been to Aaron. They knew Aaron, and Aaron knew them, and they would bring their little sacrifice, and they'd say to Aaron, "Oh, do you think God will forgive me? I've done this thing again. I didn't want to do it, but I did do it, and here's my sacrifice." And I think Aaron would comfort them and said, "Our God is a gracious, merciful God," and he'd offer the sacrifice for them. And then they saw Eleazar come down clothed in the garments of Aaron, but Aaron's dead and gone. And that party said, "Well, I don't know Eleazar, and he doesn't know me. It's a different priest." May I say to you today, we have a priest who ever lives to make intercession for us. He's a priest after the order of Melchizedek, had no beginning and ending of days. He'll not die. He died for us down here. He lives for us up there. And he'll always be there for you. Always depend on him. He knows you. And you can know him. And to know him is life everlasting. And to know him will be the occupation for eternity. It'll never be changed. Now that's something to be thankful for today, that you have a Savior that you can go to anytime, and it'll be a glorious opportunity. Now this is the sad chapter, but what a message it has in it. Well, may I say this, that when we get in the next chapter, we're going to see Israel gain their first victory. And they sing their first song. They are finishing the wilderness march now, and they'll be getting ready to enter into the promised land. And that promised land is where God wants to bring us today. And Christ is the one that can bring us there. even right now, what a blessing he can be to you and cause your heart to rejoice.